Welcome to Regulation in Racing, Module 14. This module deals with the racing officials. These are the people designated to uphold the rules and regulations and the integrity of racing as determined by the state and those issues that we explored in the previous module. Stewards or judges, and it really depends on what state you're in. If someone is referred to as a judge or a steward, more often than not, the job description is the same. Generally, a steward is what's called, is the racing official at a thoroughbred racetrack. Generally, a person who does the same job at the harness track is referred to as a judge. And it's kind of a mixed bag with greyhound racing. Some racing jurisdictions refer to the people who officiate greyhound racing as stewards, others as judges. In this module, steward and judge, and as in racing in general, those are really interchangeable terms depending on the style of racing. Whether you're called a steward or a judge, there will be three of them at every pari-mutuel racetrack. And they are charged with overseeing and upholding the rules and regulations of racing to ensure its integrity. Sometimes two of the stewards will be racing officials that are hired by the track itself, with the third steward being hired by the state as the state's representative. Sometimes it will be two state stewards. Those would be representing and hired by the state, and one hired by the racetrack, while other jurisdictions have all three of the stewards as state employees. There seems to be a trend to having more of the stewards be employees of the state, yet all three scenarios are still seen at racing around the country. Number two of your list are the minor officials. Although they're called minor officials, as related to the steward, they are very important in the rules and regulations of racing. All of these officials are responsible to the stewards and help the stewards do their job. There are a number of officials at the racetrack, and I will give you examples of a few of them. In your module, your printouts have great information. This will be a short lecture because I can refer you, for example, for the paddock and patrol judge. There are wonderful sections that explain exactly what they do. I'm just going to give you the Reader's Digest version here. Remember, it is the racing steward or judge's responsibility to uphold all the rules and regulations of racing. It's these other officials that aid them in doing their job. A steward cannot be everywhere at all times. These, if you will, are their agents to help be their eyes and ears around the racetrack. A paddock judge. The paddock judge will be found in the paddock. And basically, their main objective is to get horses in and out of the paddock in a timely manner, where they get the riders up, or the harness horses out onto the racetrack at the appointed time, and also to verify that the equipment or the tack that the horses are carrying is indeed legal and is the same equipment that they carried the last time they raced. If it's not, they will verify that they had permission to change the equipment. Remember, equipment changes could change performance, and we're protecting the public. The patrol judge. Many tracks don't have live patrol judges anymore, but if you're lucky enough to go to a track that does, they'll be the people based around the racetrack with binoculars who watch the race from their vantage point and then contact the stewards or judges upon completion of the race and either report that the race was clean from their perspective, or if there were any incidences, they would explain to the stewards or judges what they saw. Now we have so many great camera angles, and so much film, so many opportunities for videotape, and just about every angle you can have, there are fewer live patrol judges, but more cameras that can do videotape from all angles of the racetrack. The placing judge. Quite often, it will be the placing judge's responsibility to make the changes and work the tote board. All the information you see on the infield that's not directly related to the betting pools, for example, the running order during the race, when the race is official, if there's an inquiry, those things will be put up by the placing judge. They also verify the final order of finish. The identifier, that's pretty self-explanatory. This is the person who ensures that the horse on the program is the horse in the paddock. The identifier uses the horse's tattoos. Remember, all horses and greyhounds are tattooed. And their markings, and more often than not, they will have a copy of the horse's original foal papers on hand. The starter. The starter is the person who actually pushes the button for the gates of the gate to open, or in harness racing, for the wings to fold back. The people who actually handle the horses in thoroughbred and quarter horse racing in the gate are referred to as assistant starters. Stewards. The steward's job is to oversee everything. These other officials aid them in their job. They oversee all the rules and regulations, from licensing to judging race infractions on the racetrack, to sometimes, and some of these things are quite small, if there's a speed limit on the backstretch and people are driving too fast, to even speeding tickets in the barn area. Some of the decisions that stewards make are very black and white. They are defined in the rules of racing, and the rules say you may not, you shall do something, you shall not do something. But many times, it's a gray area, and the rules of racing are a good basis to start from, but a racing steward or judge has to have a lot of integrity and be someone of highest standard moral character and really take the high ground. They do have the power to fine a licensee or to suspend their license. But remember, they may never violate the rights of the licensee. They do act like a court and a judge with a notice of hearing, the process just like you might see on court TV. Stewards and judges oversee a lot of things. Not only do they watch the races and watch for infractions during the race, but they will also be the people who oversee the licensing. In most jurisdictions, when someone gets licensed, it comes by the steward's desk for their approval. Any rule that you see in the rules of racing, and I might suggest that you go to either the NAPRA, the RCI, or the University of Arizona site, our Racetrack Industry Program site, and look at the model rules of racing. These are the kinds of things that you see in every jurisdiction's rule book. These model rules are really more of an aggregate and a best practices. These were put together if there would be a new racing state and everything had to start from scratch. These are the rules that are the most middle of the road, the least extreme, either to the right or to the left, that you could use in creating the rules and regulations for racing in a new state. The roles of all of these officials, like I mentioned earlier, are well documented and are an excellent resource for your quizzes.